三井の賃貸レジデントファーストへお越しの方はこちらでお降りください。
This is Rich Pav from www.horofunjapan.com, and I'm just starting out my podcast today. Just wanted to show you what my getup looks like. I have the microphones here on the sides, so that's how I get the binaural sound. And I'm gonna stop doing this because I look like a fool holding my cell phone in front of me, and just keep doing the podcast. So just wanted to show you what that looked like. See? So now you know. Oh, and I got headphones on too, so I can hear what I'm saying. There. Okay, so I just took a little video to show you what I look like when I'm doing a podcast. And maybe you can see the people looking at me strange too. How that turned out. Alright, well, Thursday, the 15th of February today, and I am on time to get to work. Got a lot of mail yesterday about the little video that I took when I went to the convenience store. You know, what I should have done is I should have explained the stuff that I bought, or I should have held it up to the camera or something like that. But it was my first time, and you know, you sort of have to debrief yourself on a video and see what could have been done better. So maybe sometime I'll do a video in a convenience store, and I'll show you like the layout and the kind of stuff that you can buy there. Because I know people are curious. It's really, you know, it's not a big deal here, and it's just as strange to take a camera into a convenience store in Japan as it would be to do it in America. And you'd actually probably make fun of people. I mean, if you saw a Japanese person going around a convenience store taking a video of everything, you'd probably snicker at him. And also, you know, a lot of stores, they don't allow you to take video because that's what, you know, corporate spies do to get ideas. It's true that they do spy on each other, and they do copy each other's products. My wife works for a company that competes with the 7-Eleven. Yamazaki-Pan has a chain of not very popular convenience stores, and they do go into 7-Eleven, buy the products, present them at meetings, and critique them, and see if they can create a product similar if the product is selling well at 7-Eleven. And most department stores, most supermarkets, they won't let you videotape inside the stores. They have signs outside that say, you know, you're not allowed to photograph or videotape or draw pictures or anything like that. I don't think there's people actually patrolling the place, making sure there's nobody videotaping, but if you're pretty conspicuous about it, they're gonna say something. So I got, like I said, I got a lot of mail yesterday about the little thing I taped yesterday. So let me punch in my secret number so I can get to my email. Hey, you know what makes great passwords? If there's a phone number that you can't forget. Like, for example, I have friends from grade school, junior high school, whose phone numbers I can still remember. So what I do is, for a really secure password, I use the person's name and their phone number. And to make it even more secure, I dial the phone number, I type in the phone number as if it were long distance, or you can split up the phone number into the area code, the exchange, and then the person's name, and then the rest of the phone number. Things like that. And they make great passwords because no one's ever going to guess the name of your best friend and his phone number from when you were 12, whereas they might be able to guess the name of your dog. All right, let's see. Here we go. Going to my mailbox here. So I bought a new cell phone a couple of days ago, or last weekend. I had the last cell phone for over a year, and for every month that you own a cell phone, the phone company gives you a discount on trading into the new phone. Sometimes when new phones come out, they want to get rid of the old models, and you can trade up to an older model almost for free, or for free. Well, almost for free, really, because there's a service charge for changing your phone number from one phone to another. I got about $15 off of a new phone, and since it was my birthday yesterday, I decided to buy myself a present. Truck. So I got the best phone that I could afford. So I got one. It's called the W44K from AU. It's extremely, extremely thin. I'll put a link to it on the blog if you're curious about cell phones in Japan, because man, they are so far advanced from the US. It's sick. I had no idea your cell phones were so far behind. But anyway, this one takes 320 by 480 video. It takes 1600 by 1200 photos. It does email. It can view websites. Not just websites made for cell phones, but actually PC websites. There's so many features in cell phones now that I think they're just making stuff up just because they can't think of anything else to put into a cell phone. This one has a feature that I didn't know about because I haven't read the manual yet, but I found out on the website. Say, for example, you misplace your cell phone and it's on silent mode. Sorry for the wind. Okay. Usually, if you misplace your cell phone, you can just dial it and you can hear it ring. But if it's on silent mode, you're not going to be able to hear it. Well, this phone, somehow you can call it and turn it off of silent mode. I don't know how to do it yet, but I thought that was a pretty clever feature. I mean, somebody actually worked really hard to figure that out. I mean, they're just going into overdrive trying to figure out ways to update new phones. That's a delivery moped sound there. Okay, let's go through some of the mail here while I'm walking to work. And David says, "Hey, I really enjoyed the video. I thought the quality was just fine. I was wondering how much did all of that cost? The phone, if I didn't have the discount, would have cost about $100. With the discount, I got $85. I got a gig of micro SD memory. You know what an SD size memory chip looks like? It's about the size of a postage stamp. And then you have mini SD, which is about half that size. And now they have something called micro SD, which is smaller than your thumbnail. And I got a gig micro SD chip for this phone for about $50. And then yesterday I found at Akihabara, I found a gig chip for $30. That's just insane. I mean, they must be saving the bits on individual atoms these days or something. And that was your question, how much did it cost? It's amazing how inexpensive this phone is. I bought little toy video cameras for my kids when I was in the U.S. One was a gift and one I bought because they don't share very well, so I bought another one. But anyway, these little toy video cameras that take real video onto SD cards at 320 by 480 or 320 by 240, they cost something like $60 to $80 each. And this phone does more than shoot just video, and I got it for $85. Then again, you pay through the nose for using the phone, actually, for calls and packet charges and stuff like that. Oh, a lot of people noticed that I grew my hair out. People said, let's see what Darren said. Darren mentioned something about the politeness of the clerk. So here it is. One thing that impresses me about Japan is how people treat the customer. From little shops to cafe restaurants, it is always polite and respectful, although I got the impression this is not reciprocated by the customer. When I was in Japan, I tried to be very polite, even to the cleaner in the hotel. In America, the waitresses, people in 7-Elevens, they're very chummy with you. And that kind of freaks me out these days, because from my point of view, from living in Japan so long, it's really not their job to be chummy. They're not my friend. The people, you know, waitresses, store clerks, they're there to serve you. And so that means that they respect you. And they talk to you in respectful words. And it's extremely rude not to be that way. It would be extremely rude to talk to somebody in Japanese, if you're a clerk, to talk to them in Japanese as if they were your friend. I mean, it would just be unbelievably rude. Because they are serving you, it's not your duty to be as respectful back. It's just not the way it's done. So, you know, you don't treat them like dirt, of course, but you don't have to treat them with as much respect as they do to you. I had trouble with that too when I first came to Japan. When you go into a bank and everybody in the bank says welcome, いらっしゃいませ, and sometimes they have somebody just at the door greeting you. It's sort of like Walmart, but done much better. That they will bow deeply when you walk in and bow deeply when you walk out. There are women who do that in department stores. That's like their whole job, is to bow to customers. I think Walmart picked up on that. It wasn't the other way around. But you don't bow back as deeply as they do. In fact, you can just give a head nod. That's enough. They're doing some construction on the house. Oh my god. It's hurting my ears too. See anything else? People noticed that I had long hair. I have long hair in the summer, or in the winter. And then I cut it short in spring when it turns to summer, and then for about 10 minutes every year I have a mohawk, and you can check my Flickr page for my mohawk. I'm at work now, so I'm just going to finish this up. Thanks a lot for the mail. I really appreciate it. That's the reason why I do these podcasts. Okay, talk to you later.